The site of the programme's resident words expert, Susie Dent, with a dictionary, is as much a part of Countdown as iconic as its clock, you might say. But that's all about to change, and Susie's on the line. Hi there, Susie.
Hi, Connor. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. You and your dictionary are part of the fabric of society, really.
I know. Thank you for stopping short of saying national treasure. I think your dictionary has definitely been a national treasure. But, you know, it was a very momentous thing, obviously, and I did feel quite emotional about it. I felt very nostalgic the last time that I used the pen cam. Regular viewers will know what I mean. It's a little camera I can hold above the dictionary to see what I'm talking about. I felt very nostalgic, and I thought, honestly, I thought I would have a lump in my throat all the way through the first show. But this probably sounds quite sacrilegious to some people, but actually it wasn't too bad. I use the computer all the time at home. I use the online version of the dictionary, and it began to feel quite natural very soon. It took me by surprise.
I haven't seen the new Look programme. I mean, you just tap things in and up, they pop on the screen for the viewers to see. Is that how it works?
Well, yes, sort of. It's actually not airing until the first programme's going out on the 30th of June.
Right.
Essentially, I have to sort of reassure people and say everything's going to be pretty much the same. The only difference is that instead of leafing through a book, I will be tapping into a laptop, but I will be looking at an online version of what I have, in the book itself. The only difference is that it's updated more frequently, inevitably, because it's online. And so if a contestant offers selfie, for example, I'll be able to say yes. And I would have felt very unfair if I'd had to disallow that, given the prominence that it's had, the last 12 months.
Yeah, did you have the same old dictionary over the years? Thumb dictionary?
No, I did have different editions of it, because the printed version is updated, just not as frequently as, the online version has quarterly updates. That's every 3 months there are new words added in. But I have to say, I don't think we're going to see a whole host of incredibly up-to-the-minute words being offered, because, first of all, the letters actually have to be there to provide the word, and the letters are completely random, as you know. And secondly, I think our contestants will probably not want to offer the latest newfangled word or phrase. I think viewers will actually notice after the first, perhaps, shock, the initial shock. I don't think viewers will notice very much.
I wonder what old Richard Whiteley would have made of it all.
I was thinking of Richard as he played the tune, just there as listening to it as he were playing it, and it always makes me think of Richard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Richard would have been grumpy at first, because he could be quite grumpy sometimes, but I think he always wore his heart on his sleeve, and I think after a little while he would have been absolutely fine about it.